Welcome to the B Show.
The B Show.
The B Show.
A wrestling podcast.
What's up, kids, adults, internet nerds, like Veely? Anyway, it's another edition. B Show, wrestling podcast, Big Smoothie, Dixon, Jay Veals, Fancy Jay.
Brother Smoothie.
Whoa.
Brother DXN. It's good to finally be back here and be in your presence.
What are you sucking up for?
Sucking up?
I don't know. That sounded good.
I am channeling my broken Matt Hardy, who is the best character gimmick right now.
I wouldn't know because I still haven't watched. I haven't watched TNA in months.
You're really trying to set me off at the beginning.
So I did. Now, honestly, though, listen to his interview. He does the entire interview with Sam Roberts on his podcast and with Jericho. He's in character. He's hilarious. He's brilliant, man. With what he comes up with and how much he sells, you don't get that in wrestling nowadays. I love it. I think it's cool.
I'm going to start doing it in real life, see how much you appreciate it then.
You do it in real life. You have your Scott Dixon, who's, you know, I'm top 25, and then you have your DXN where you ridicule me and
That you get ridiculed is because you open yourself up for it.
You do.
By saying I didn't watch 1980s WCW wrestling.
No, not just that, but because you like to argue both in sides circles. Of your point
and circles.
No, round. I'm just gonna say the
point A, point A, point A, point B, point B, point B, right, point A, point round. A, point A.
Let me say this: I have gotten so much feedback about A, my pronunciation of the wrestlers has improved, but B, you guys being just—I know it's part of the show—but you guys just
is
are
this
dicks. Now it's my turn on the couch.
Do we have to put you on the couch? All right. Well, here's what it is. Here's what it is. First of all, who are these people that are telling you these things?
If you ever opened up your social media,
I stopped. I had to sign off of the B Show thing because.
You know what I figured out, though, too? When you signed off from the B-Show Twitter, it stopped connecting it to the Facebook. So the last Facebook post we had was like mid-July, early July. Why haven't any of this stuff gone?
I don't know how that happened.
It's because you had connected the Twitter to the Facebook, okay. And then when you disconnected Twitter, it disconnected
the
Facebook.
We're very sorry to you 26 listeners for not being on Facebook at
all
since
mid-July.
You think it's
like 8 people have liked our page? Woo! The top 8, baby!
But no, like, I wonder when you say to me, like, because you said some things to me today, too, that you have these people that are contacting you that are listeners.
All right, so you were on the morning show on your station.
Yeah, which I still think it was a setup. I think it was a setup.
I am telling you on my children's lives, on my gorgeous wife, on my penis, I don't know who that person is. I've never talked to him outside of Twitter. He came up with that all on his own. I thought you knew him, and that's the reason why he said it.
No idea.
Calling out Smoothie about stop your crying and record a show.
I was on vacation.
You were on vacation.
Some of us had to do mornings. Sorry.
Yeah.
We do this at nighttime. I wasn't coming back.
Yeah, I don't blame you, dude. Sorry. I wouldn't come back. I barely came back from vacation.
You would have been back.
So no. Dixon. So, but like, tell me who. Who thinks that?
Who specifically are these people?
Who are these people?
Do you want me to read their Twitter handles?
No,
I don't know them.
Read
us what they said. We're going to do like a quick B Show version of Mean Tweets.
Yes.
Mean Tweets. Okay. Yeah. All right. Mean Tweet it up.
All right. All right. Here
understand
it is.
That the response is going to come
from me.
You're
probably not going to like them.
Yeah.
All right. So this is. Hold on. We have a lot of tweets.
Are you going to yell at us and tell us we can't make fun of people?
No, I don't
care. All right. Well, you yelled at me today.
I said you can't make fun of the news segment. Just make fun of me and the pieces in it, but be excited about the news.
All right.
All right. So this is from Wrestling God. And he wrote, no B Show Wrestling podcast this week. Big Smoothie 95X. You don't need a nap for an hour podcast. LOL. Get your ass motivated, brother.
It's somebody that knows us or knows one of us.
Hit Wrestling God at KWP1016. I don't know who that dude is.
All right. So who's the other people that say that we treat you meanly?
So Smoothie's response to that was eat it.
That's a polite
and then
way.
Went
of
on air and started
and then I just
bitching
started
and
him
about.
On air.
And then
like,
even Marty, who was doing the show with you, was like, "People actually are looking forward to your show. Why are you complaining? like that's a good thing that people want you to record every week and have a show.
Because these are wrestling nerds. I don't care. Because these are wrestling nerds, man.
You are a wrestling nerd.
I'm not. I'm an enjoyer.
The other one was
other one. Yeah, the other just one. So there's two.
One time.
No, no, no. I'm, listen,
dude. Everybody on the internet thinks you're dicks to me. Everybody.
I did not say that. Those words never came out to me. I said half the internet, not everyone. The other one was that I can think of. Hold on, I gotta scroll.
I'm surprised he doesn't have these screenshots in his.
I didn't think that we were gonna be calling out people.
No, we're not calling out people. We're just wondering. All right, here's one. Reciting. That's all.
All these guys do is whine and bitch for the whole time. What? Bray Wyatt and the other guy complain the entire podcast. So which one of you is Bray Wyatt? I do not know.
So who's this?
Is bitching
this
about
clown?
Your news a shtick? We get it. They don't like it. Shut the fuck up already.
See, but I have almost a feeling that this is somebody that you know.
Yeah, it's got to be. Whose Twitter handle is that one?
That one is, hold on.
Because neither me or you, Dixon, have any we like I signed on the Twitter once to post a video.
Yeah, and I haven't even looked at it.
Outside of that, all the people that have liked it are people I think that you have either contact with.
Yeah, what I do is I follow them, and then then they follow back, right. And then we'll message, and so I don't personally know them.
Here's the thing.
Holding the door at GJB512.
What the fuck does that mean?
And it's probably his initials and
is there a picture of this clown?
No, it's probably a fucking wrestling ring or something. Fucking
right there.
It's probably a wrestler.
Oh, cool, with his hipster haircut.
Drinking, he's got a hipster haircut. Oh,
drinking beer out
great.
Of a plastic cup.
I love you, GJB512.
GJ502.
Fight me. All right, Bray Wyatt.
Here's my question. Like, people want real, right?
I would assume so. I mean,
and
we're in a reality-based world.
Like, No.
Here's the thing that you guys... This is what I'm trying to tell you. From a producer standpoint...
We have
a show.
I don't care.
Let's see. This is the thing. You don't care. There's a segment. In that segment, you can be a dick to me. You can be a dick to the stories. You can be a dick to each other. But a dick about the segment is not good programming. You don't do it on the radio. You don't do it on TV. You don't trash something.
You know
that
what happens
doing.
To the segments can, that I don't like during my own show that I do in the afternoon? I don't do them anymore.
But you then don't go on there and be like, oh, fuck, man, I got to do another traffic update.
No, this everybody knows that. But
that's not a segment, man.
All right, fine.
I'm forced to do
the
that.
Here's
flashback.
The thing that I'm going to say, because I'm trying real hard to keep my good mood from the last couple of days.
Yeah, you've been awesome.
Is nobody's made fun of the segment for the sake of making fun of the segment. What we bust your balls on... is when you walk in here with 4 to 5 pages of garbage.
Yeah, I think that's what people mistake how this all goes down.
But that's the thing. The point of it is to have...
shoving like chocolate in their asses.
Okay. 1 week. Wait. We've done over 20... We've done almost 25 shows. So you're going to pick the 1 week where I actually took information that was outside of the wrestling world. By the way, that was all over Facebook. About kids snorting. They didn't shove it up their asses. They snorted chocolate. Okay? And second of all, it's you bitching them. These are wrestling stories. You might not like it, but obviously other people like it, and they like your take on it. They like you, Dixon, because you have wrestling
Nobody
knowledge.
Likes me, dude.
I didn't say they liked you. I said they like your wrestling knowledge. Smoothie... It's smoothie, so I mean
they don't really like
wow.
it. Yeah.
Wow!
So I'm not a needed part of the show.
No, they like all of us. That's why they're listening. So my point is that again, I have no problem with you guys trashing
I'll
me.
I'll fight
trashing
all nine of these guys.
Cinder block and all. He's ready. me.
Oh,
I'd say tweet out your address, but you two effers don't ever go on the Twitter handle. So
nope. You know why?
Syracuse everywhere. Find me.
Find me. You know what? You know the last time I seen him go this route? It was about 5 years ago.
What happened 5 years ago?
He almost fought somebody. No, it's not a dark story.
He almost fought? I feel like he fights or almost fights somebody every single weekend.
No, he doesn't.
Not the story
he tells me. Maybe it was the fat guy that we drug out of the Twisted show that one time.
Oh, that was pretty awesome.
Wait. What happened? What the fat dude?
He was just being a juggalo and being obnoxious, and I don't remember what initially caused it, but he went backwards out a door, and then because he got wedged in, I had to pull him backwards, feet over face.
He pulled, I pushed, and then it was...
Oh, this dude was so fat that he got wedged in a...
That was bad.
You know, like, how you can just go buy, like, cement stairs and attach them to your house?
Yeah.
We got a set of those at the club, and this dude got wedged into it. He was fat. So, like, what? I couldn't leave him there all wedged, blocking the fire exit.
No. So what did you do? You just pulled him out?
I grabbed him by the feet, smooth bent down, and pushed his back over.
How did he land?
Face down.
Oh. What, in the gravel?
Guys, what? I don't understand what I did. But the best part is I turned around and went back in the bar.
Yeah. I'm the asshole that stands out there and yells at drunk people.
Did he ever try to come back in that night or at all?
Oh, he knew.
Yeah, no, he went home.
When your face is bleeding in...
Nah, he went home.
Two dudes just tuned you up. It's probably best.
So you
to
say
walk
he
away.
Was a juggalo?
Juggalo.
So he was there for Insane Clown Posse?
No, it was one, no,
of,
it was
their,
just, it was
one of their underling bands called Twisted.
Ah.
Twiz.
So he was part of the band or just one of the...
No, just some asshole that bought a ticket.
Because bitches ain't hoes.
So what was
tricks.
He doing?
I don't remember. That was a long time ago, man.
No, what do these juggalos do?
They say whoop whoop and chant family.
Bro, it's awful.
Really? Family, family.
It's awful.
And my favorite thing to do when they
literally
chant
the
family,
last word I ever thought they would chant at a show like that.
So they chant family.
Okay.
So then I'll always, like, when the band's done with the song and they're chanting family, I'll turn to, like, one of the bouncers and loudly go, "Yo, dude, they're looking for somebody named Emily." And then we'll start going, "Emily, Emily." And then some juggalo will, like, correct us, like, no, bro, we're not looking for a girl named Emily.
He's all serious.
Family.
Yeah.
Family. And I'll look at the kid and go, "All right, cool, we'll find Emily for you. Just what does she look like?" And then you just, the
they
confusion.
Just get so, they just, they're retarded.
So it's are these sister bands of Insane Clown Posse, are they as crazy as those guys? Do they mess up your club and all that?
No. I mean, there's no Faygo, but it's a lot of grease paint and complicated pants and methamphetamine. And
wait. What is complicated pants?
Remember back in the 90s when you used to shop at Hot Topic, all those pants with like the straps
come on,
and the
come
loops?
On.
I've never shopped at
come
Hot
on,
Topic.
Come on, Fancy J.
And Fancy J never shopped at Hot Topic. Man, back in the 90s, I was rocking.
In the 90s, I was in Abercrombie and Fitch.
Nah, I was rocking Tommy Hilfiger, the baggy jean with the little hook where you put your hammer
carpenter
in.
Carpenter jeans, bro.
Yeah, carpenter jeans, those. That's what I was rocking, the carpenter Tommy Hills.
Oh, man.
At the Tommy sure Hill I saw column. You in them on Saturday.
I'm pretty sure you saw me in shorts.
Hey, all right.
But wait. Isn't that the pants that the bands wear now?
No.
The super tight?
No, these are big, baggy. These are like JNCOs.
Oh, okay.
With
suspenders
like the
straight
that you never
leg.
Put up.
Yeah, yeah.
And then like wallet chains.
Yeah, now I know
like,
what you're
talking
talking
about whores and smoking weed. Yeah. And it's they're glorifying a lot of dumb things is what they're doing.
Exactly.
Anyway.
It's what we like to refer to as lowest common denominator music.
100%.
Without a doubt. That's why that's why I'm not there.
Oh, it's awful. I got a whole new treat into the world at that show.
You honestly could not, if you offered me $1,000 to go there a night in Insane Clown Posse.
Oh, I'd have sat at the bar for a G.
Nah.
I'd sat at the bar for a G. They don't
Faygo washes off.
I'm not worried about
the
soda.
Bar ain't going anywhere near the damn dance floor.
The shame and humiliation
Fancy
of being
J walks
such a rock
in there
fan doesn't
and, you know,
wash off as easy
target,
as Faygo.
I'm a target.
You ain't no target.
Yeah,
ain't
sure.
that special. Anyway, all right, getting into some wrestling talk here as we...
Wrestling. Wait, screw wrestling. Wrestling sucked this week. Wait, real quick, do you guys see Suicide? You guys see Suicide Squad?
I thought there was some really good wrestling.
You guys see Suicide Squad?
Not yet.
No?
You want to see it? I talked about it on the air.
You got to wait till after week one, man. You never go on
week
one.
You never go on week one.
No.
Ever. I don't even go week one on rock movies.
I'll go like week five.
Yeah.
Like that's about
what I like to do.
I will go week one. Early in the day,
right, there you
early
go.
And
the
it
day,
has right. to be something that I desperately want to see.
Yeah,
and right. that thing right now is Sausage Party.
Oh man, that movie's so good. No, I'm serious. It is like hardcore rated R insanity. It premiered at South by Southwest. The reviews for it are insanity. It's dude, it's
I
you're
it's
gonna
great.
Like it. If you like the South Park and It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, that type of humor. This is the movie to go check out. But they played that trailer in front of I want to say, what was that? Life of Pets, some animated G movie with kids. And
then, don't hate on that movie. It was good.
No, dude, the movie was awesome. I saw it, but you have a family, you know, I took my 3-year-old. So you have a 3 and you have a sausage party and the opening part of the trailer, the first 30 seconds, like, oh, look at this, food talks. And the next thing you know, it's, you know, they're getting killed and sliced and they had to
why?
Close
Do you know
the
why
theater.
They opened with that trailer?
Why?
Because
it was a mistake.
All of the parents that are in the audience would like to go have a date night and see a movie on their own.
Well,
yeah, it was calculated. It was a
normally
good movie,
you would. I would agree with you in the sense that parents would want to see it. But what happened was the parents left. They complained. They all got reimbursed the money. They saw the movie for free, and the theater lost out. It was like a theater mistake. Now it's all digital with the projectors, and so the guy, the crony in the back, hit the wrong one. And that's what happened.
Way to work.
Yep.
Good job.
Yeah. Whatever.
Sausage Party looks good, though.
So you didn't think that the wrestling wasn't good this week?
It wasn't. Let me say this. I think every week there's good wrestling. If you're talking about the actual matches, I think there are really good matches. It's just that it's lackluster right now for me. There's like SmackDown this week. I know we'll go to Raw, SmackDown, but just there was no pushing the story forward. It was the same thing. Like there was nothing. Like if you miss this Tuesday SmackDown,
you didn't miss nothing.
You didn't miss anything.
I missed both shows last week.
And did you miss anything?
No.
Oh, that's my point. I mean, that's what I'm saying.
That's what
the
internet's for, bro.
Exactly. Plus, I'll say this because we're not talking about this. I'm overwhelmed with how much wrestling to watch. You have 3 on Monday. Well, really 3:15. We have 2 on Tuesday.
But
then if you want to watch NXT,
like
CWC.
You watch it like you should watch it, then it's not 3 hours. It's an hour and a half.
You're a grown-ass
man.
No,
no, no. I
DVR
and I fast forward. Yeah. But what I'm saying is it's just these big chunks of time. And unless it's giving me something I'm truly invested in character-wise or match-wise, it's just.
I don't know. It's going to take time to build all that.
Same token, man. Like you gotta give them a little bit of leeway. You know what I mean? Like they're just starting this. It's
not
trashing
the product. Just
it's not gonna be everything to everyone right off the bat.
I think the Raw logo has gotten worse because they tinkered it.
I know you think I'm gonna argue with you, but I actually kind of like it.
Yeah.
I know you think I'm trying to be the
opposition. No.
My goal this week, by the end of the show, in real life was to not argue. On the couch in real life was not to argue. So I'm not trying to argue.
No. I don't know. You can see they tinkered with it and now it just makes it look worse.
Yeah. Anybody else get the feeling that it's coming off like one of the early 2000s Raw versus SmackDown video games?
No, it really is.
Absolutely what it is. Yeah. Where you have the GMs on each one and they're trash. I mean, Daniel Bryan is trashing Mick Foley and stuff.
Are you saying the whole thing?
The whole thing.
The whole thing. Yeah.
Like, logos, definitively. Yeah. But man, I never noticed it until last night. On SmackDown with the Daniel Bryan thing, and I went, man, I feel like I've heard this before. And I was like, you know what? I did, except it was some other character in a playable version of SmackDown versus Raw 2004.
Mm-hmm. Was when Bryan walked away and he goes, oh yeah, to quote Dolph Ziggler from last week, that part where he, and then he says,
no, but it was a different
suck
part.
It or something like that.
You suck.
You suck.
You suck.
It was
definitely
used. Yeah. He said, you suck. I don't know.
The upside that I will say is that I love how they're shooting and presenting SmackDown with different camera angles and the moving camera.
Well, what's the camera that is going around the arena? Is that hooked
jib
up?
That's the jib.
Yeah, but it's not hooked to an actual jib, is it?
Yeah, they have an actual jib for both shows that do that.
That's a big-ass jib.
That's a big-ass jib.
I like the fact that they're actually presenting the two shows in completely different ways.
Yeah.
It gives them different feels.
That's why you don't have the ramp there for SmackDown, and you have the announcers for Raw to give that room to show for that camera to work.
They are shooting some things in the same way, though, the backstage kind of segments, that kind of stuff. But I do like how they're going back to the 97, 98 type of backstage segments. You know what I'm saying? Shooting
vignette, so to speak.
Vignette type
I would
style.
Even say it feels like Mean Gene vignettes where they're going in the back and they're talking to them and
I'll be honest with you,
that's
them
cool.
Walking up to him, end the match.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool. Yeah.
End the match to get their, they're like, what the hell? But you see, the wrestlers aren't used to that yet. I think that's the thing is the wrestlers aren't used to any of this yet. So it's going to take them time to work themselves into a lot of that stuff.
They've been so programmed.
Right, to do the same. Oh, we go A to B to C to D. You know what I mean? And that's it. You know what I mean?
I will say my highlight out of both shows was the interaction when Cesaro came out to confront everybody for his title match at the end of SmackDown last night. And Daniel Bryan just kind of pokes his head through. And you know he wasn't supposed to say it. He's like, I think you're being underutilized on SmackDown. And then you got the yes chant going for him.
Well, on Raw.
On Raw.
On Raw, that was. Raw? Yeah, that was Raw. Yep. No. Daniel. Yeah, it was. It was Raw. Because he had.
Cesaro wasn't on Raw.
Yeah, Cesaro, he faced Sheamus. That's his show.
That's his show, is Raw.
He faced Sheamus again.
Yeah.
I guess they're going to have some match at SummerSlam. Yeah. And then Bryan was there to confront Mick Foley on something.
You're right.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. Like, they have, well, that's what I'm saying. Like, there isn't a distinct difference. And I get it, it's only in the first couple of weeks. But for me, that is just Cesaro, Del Rio, Sheamus. Not that I'm a Sheamus. They're all in the same exact place as they were before the split.
Well, Del Rio's going to go in September. He's pretty much said so.
Yeah, he's pretty unhappy. But
and you can tell by the way they're booking him that he's definitely leaving.
I know you're going to hate this.
I'm sure I will.
Both of you will hate this. I'm going to say my favorite thing of both shows that I can remember at this moment, which is probably not the case, Eva Marie's presentation. I'm not saying I like her. I'm not saying she can wrestle. But her presentation coming out with that introduction, the voiceover,
boobies.
And she comes out and she pulled a hammy week one, and then this week the bra straps broke, and then she tried... Like, it is so good. And then they changed her entrance when she tried to come in when your girl, Bliss, was wrestling. I just think that what they're doing with her is so different. And it separates her from all the other female wrestlers.
It separates her, but she's not good outside of that.
Yeah, exactly.
When it's time
but
to
why,
go,
why
though,
spend,
it's going to be bad.
But why either is Braun Strowman, and he's that. Those matches are entertaining.
I don't know, man. Braun is kind of
he's entertaining as hell because of those. I'm not going to call them jobbers.
No, they are jobbers.
Enhancement workers are so awesome.
Did you just call them fucking enhancement workers?
That's what they like to be called.
No, they're jobbers, bro.
The first jobber was actually on a podcast, dude, and his story was pretty awesome. But I'm just saying, like,
the
those
guy
guys
no
bring it. Yeah. Yeah, he was pretty awesome. You bring him in for a 2CW?
Exactly. What,
what'd you say?
I said, I want to know how he folds towels.
Or puts a pillow in a pillowcase.
Absolutely.
No chin. No, they're jobbers. I do like the fact that they're using them, though. Like with American
guys
Alpha.
Are such dicks.
I mean, they're jobbers, man.
I'm trying to think of everything I do in my chin right now.
I think I do.
Where would Jay rest his balls?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
Dude, they're jobbers, man. Come on.
I know they are, but what I'm saying
why
is.
Why do you try to be so PC?
It's not PC.
Why do you try to be so PC?
Because I think that they are talented
right now,
in order to make Strowman look good.
Any indie worker. That got
taken.
TV time in WWE.
Dallas,
oh, they love it.
Is not going to be offended by being called a jobber because back in the
100%.
Day,
that's what
that was the term.
Yeah, dude, I wasn't saying it to say it. I didn't want to. Wasn't using the. I didn't use the word because I didn't want to dismiss them.
But
I actually think they elevate Braun Strowman so much. I think the way they take it, the way they're scared, the way they talk, and then you have to give WWE and Raw credit to give them this. You know, the dude this week had actual music and an entrance and walked down to the ring.
No, that was super generic music from the video game.
But I'm saying he had entrance music. I know it was generic, but I mean,
he actually
had something.
The idea is to show the fear. He's doing a good job.
And I think
it
really elevates him.
That reverse chokeslam is the dumbest thing ever.
It's the dumbest
thing. If you want to do that move, I'm going to tell you, anybody that's listening, pass this word along. Have him put a claw on the guy and go into the choke slam from there because now you've got the dude's face and you can put your hand on his lower back.
Two finishers
and you're not
going to
hurt the dude. With the way Strowman's doing this reverse choke slam, somebody's going to get hurt and it's going to end up being a star and then he's going to get blackballed and then the whole thing's over.
Well, that's the problem. Everybody who lands, they always land differently. Usually, you know, the pedigree or somebody, you know, these classic finishing moves, there's one way to land, stunner. You know, Vince, there's other people would take it bad. But this reverse choke slam, everybody take like one dude took it on the head, the other dude took it on the shoulder.
A lot of it is Strowman. And,
yeah, I know.
And not he's following being, through, yeah. not being yeah. diligent.
Or he's being too aggressive. You know what I mean?
Well, just know. The way he hits him. I will say
my favorite thing, and I don't remember if it was Monday or Tuesday because I don't care what show he's on, but the match is over. They introduce him as the winner. They go into a tight shot. They pull back, and he literally just grabs the dude by the foot and shit whips him out of the ring under the bottom rope. And you could tell it was unscripted because the dude was like, what the?
It's Strowman?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it was that was Raw, the brother? The black yeah. guy? Yeah.
Jamal or Anaheim, whatever. Yeah. Jamal.
He's pretty good, too. Something. He wrestles in the Hollywood.
Speaking of, look at the Jinder Mahal.
I know, right? Back, welcome back.
On the comeback. That was good. And the swerve, too, to take out his homeboy. Huh? I like that.
Yeah, I did like that. I didn't see this.
What happened? Tell me what happened.
Dude's shaking his head. He's like, that, yeah, his fans, yeah, that what great. Happened?
I knew no, he was like, coming back. Yeah, I didn't know
was
him.
He was in the ring with Big Red. And they were trying to, you know, they were bitching about not having a contract.
Oh, him and Slater?
Yeah, him and Slater. And then they came in and said, whoever wins this match right now, and then Mahal attacked, well, he hit him from behind, didn't he, or something like that?
Yeah.
Kind of like the Rhino angle from last night. Yeah,
yeah, rolled him up and bam, done.
Yes, and then, yeah, then Slater goes on SmackDown and does the same
thing. I can't believe you did that. I thought we was boys.
Yeah.
Anybody else notice that Rhino's turning into Dastardly Dog?
Dude, he's huge.
Well, he's huge, and this is an item I can cross off from the news. He also won
the constituency in Michigan.
Yeah, he's now Michigan. A representative that for really, the...
that's a true angle?
Yeah. That's real life.
He was
life.
Talking to me about that when he was here for Expo last year.
Was he?
Yeah.
Wow, interesting.
And then Kane is the other one that's trying to do it. But yeah, he actually won. There was a picture of him in a suit and a tie. Well, which is very strange.
You know what, though?
I'm sure it was ill-fitting.
It did not match.
Well, he's kind of
He's a wide dude.
He's really a super
top
wide
to
guy.
Bottom,
yeah. yeah, yeah. It's like all just straight up wide.
Yep.
But he was wearing some like purple shirt. I don't know. It didn't match. I mean, he needs Fancy Jay in his corner.
No. He needs Fancy Jay's wife.
Holla.
There you go.
Which yeah, let's.
I'll give
let's,
you. I'll give you credit where credit is due. Right like, if you're gonna bash my wife, man,
no,
I'm done.
No,
oh,
come on, who's
okay.
bad? I,
she's a very sweet lady, and she's a saint for putting up with you.
Why do you get upset when we use her for voiceover work?
I don't listen. First of all,
I don't want anybody hearing my
first
wife's
of all.
Sexy
it's
voice
it's hard in Los Angeles to get a gauge of what you guys are trying to do. Voiceover. I have no problem with the voiceover work. It's the when people are, gosh, I don't know. When people are calling her and saying, hey, you have really nice legs and feet. And yeah, that's
what
literally.
What is wrong with you?
No, that's happened.
Okay.
And then the same people are asking.
Who are these people?
she does have nice legs and feet, but you're not allowed to say it. And then, you know, recording a spot. I have no problem with recording the spot. She's recorded many spots before. She's great at it. But it was originally what the script that she wrote was a, you know, very sexual and overt.
What's wrong with that?
And I just didn't like the business, the people that were it was going to go to.
Was it a strip club?
No.
No.
Porn theater?
No. No, you're
then
not.
Then why do you care?
Because I'm just
don't know. Interested.
Are
like,
you trying to put me back in the couch right now?
Yeah, I am.
So all right, here's the deal. No, here, I'll put you in my wife is awesome. My wife is hot. My wife is super cool. I do not deserve her, and I'm afraid of losing her every single day. You want to know? That's it.
So you're insecure. Your insecurities
totally
are eating you alive.
Totally insecure.
Bro, why?
Because she's so hot.
Don't you have kids with her, right?
Yeah,
you share a home with her, right?
Correct.
You're married to her, right?
Correct.
Then what on earth is her cutting any sort of commercial spot?
Bro,
going
every
to
every time, every the last.
It's only happened one time.
No,
not even go there, Smooth. Seriously, you've never seen me pissed off. Well, you did, but then I walked out and you cut my mic off, so you didn't hear me pissed off. It was only one time, and it was that spot. And I gave you the angle behind it. It was not something
right.
when you guys are calling her. She has voiced many
we're
spots.
We're gonna leave it because I don't feel I kind of do want to upset him today, but I
was only one.
Look
it was only one
look
that
him.
I had an
look
issue
at him.
With.
Look at him. He's getting red.
Stop talking about my wife's
okay,
goddamn feet.
I'm getting off the couch now. Okay. I just threw the couch. No, it's just.
I just, you know what? Since we have nothing really to talk about today, I thought I'd throw that out there. That's all.
No, you can throw it out there. Like, that's yeah, all. She's She, yeah. I mean, I just don't. Listen,
so are you? Hang on, let me ask you a question, quick. Uh-huh, uh-huh. So, are you telling me that she cut a spa and then some stranger made a comment about her legs and feet?
No, they made a comment about that and many other comments, and then the spot.
So was a stranger did this.
The spot was supposed to be, well, a stranger in the sense that she knows the person. She. It's a long story that we don't need to get over.
No, we
do not need to get over it.
Right, this is but my point to bring up when we're done.
But my point is that it was said, and then and then the spot was supposed to be voiced by somebody else. She wrote it, and then the spot was supposed to be voiced by a list of other females. Those other females did not want to do it because it was too.
No, that's not true.
Hold on,
that's not true.
This is my viewpoint of why I was angry, because it was risque. Then my wife plays me the spot and she edited it and changed it from what it was originally. And I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, I'm an asshole for being upset. And that's honest to God the truth right there. Mm-hmm. I am, but it was only that one.
Producer of that spot was fucking amazing. That's why.
Yeah, he took her to the dirty side.
I figure we
put. No, know. Yeah. I mean,
I had to ask. As long as we're in that medium right now.
Listen, you know. Every freaking day, YouTube, friends from all over the country, people saying, "Dude, she's too good for you." It has gotten into my mind.
How old are you?
I am not going to
41.
24.
Stop.
24 with two kids.
Yeah, 20. Yeah, with 13-year-old.
Don't you have a 19-year-old kid?
Yes. He is a freshman in college.
19-year-old kid.
Yeah. Yep. He's actually in
do you have a 30-year-old
PWG
child?
Wrestling right now.
Yeah. Bro, it's okay, man.
Did we really just take a 5-minute, you know,
it was longer than that.
Jeez, bro.
Bro, there's a we. Like
if you give me crap about my news,
we got nothing to talk about.
Let's jump right into the news, shall we?
Yeah, we might as well go to the news.
Wait, real quick, though. Anything on Raw?
Nope.
Nothing about Roman going for the U.S. title. Don't care. Rusev is the man. He's hilarious. Lana, anything?
Nope.
Reigns. Okay, I do have something. The Shield. No. This is for you because you've been, Dixon, been behind the scenes.
Should I put my feet up on the desk?
No, it's a question to you.
All right, go ahead.
So if you noticed, Ambrose, Rollins, and Reigns, whenever they talk and they try to do it in a comedic way, it falls flat and fails. Why do they continuously put these guys out there and try to crack jokes when it doesn't work?
I think Rollins, it works because he's so angry. I think it works perfectly.
Yeah, it worked in the second half of his promo this week. In the first half, when he was making...
I'll be honest with you, I fast forward, I think.
Yeah, exactly. When he was talking about what his name would be.
Ambrose is campy.
Yeah.
Reigns is dumb. Let's just put it out there. He's got a 10th grade education. I mean...
He's not wrong.
I don't know his education.
And as far as Rollins goes, I think he intentionally makes it bad sometimes because he's that guy.
Rollins is one of my favorites. I was just wondering why you think they do that instead. If you're going to go heel with him, why don't you go angry heel with him? I feel like sometimes they're trying to get a little Jericho-esque heel.
Well, you do understand that Seth Rollins has come out and said that Chris Jericho is one of the people that he's modeled his career after.
But do you think it works like what Jericho in his heyday? Or even Jericho now. Jericho now is awesome. Awesome because he's... Come on
now. I hope he flips his rental car.
Dude, I really can't stand the stash thing.
That's the whole point. And the scarf. And then you know when he's like, you look directly at me. He's like, no, I was looking at him. And he made up the fake wrestling name. And then that's the guy now
that's
they go
awful.
With. It's...
I think the perfect guy hilarious. To put in the ring and let him go at him is Enzo, though.
Yeah, but here's the thing is, like, I could tolerate Jericho if he would just stop wrestling. Come back and find some young dude that you can mentor and
be a manager.
And do that way.
Yeah.
He would be
but
an awesome Bobby the Brain
wrestling.
Heenan.
The could next you imagine the Y2K troop or some, you know what I'm saying, where you have a... You know, I think that's where they need to go back to having that stable of wrestlers. Like, Heyman's got his stable.
Yeah,
I agree.
You have stables, but the manager is the mouthpiece of that stable. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think they did a really good one down at OVW with the Brolin Security or something like
that. Oh, yeah. When it was the Basham Brothers.
Yes.
And then he had Brock.
Yep.
He had Shelton.
Yes. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah,
that was
awesome.
Good.
Which, by
it was
way,
like
wasn't,
all the real news. That was in my news.
Come back?
No. Let's wait for the news. Because Dixon will have to... Shot tear
not
over
back, people.
Yeah.
No, he's not.
Nah, shoulder injury, man.
Oh.
Found out in a physical.
Wow.
Well, he said he didn't even know about it, and he's been wrestling this entire time. And then when WWE did their physical, they found it. It was a pretty significant injury, too.
Yeah.
And so that he was thankful that they found it, but he's going to be out for a while.
Now it's
going to
cost him his own money.
No, yeah. They'll take care of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I think they're paying for it.
If they're
going
to blow $160,000 for whorebag Tammy Sitch to go to rehab, I'm pretty sure they can pay for Shelton Shoulder.
And that's your sunny corner of the week.
Dolly dollar bill, ho. Oh. 3 cents. What was it? No, $3.
Yeah.
$3, ho. $3.
Oh, that poor, poor woman.
All right, anyway.
No, poor her. No.
Yeah, don't see?
No.
Don't even,
stop
dude.
It.
Like,
stop it.
She is the epitome.
There we go.
I don't like anybody being, except for Hulk Hogan, because he said the N-word.
wait. Brother, just stop it, brother. Leave the $3 hole alone.
Yeah. Brother,
in what way do you feel sympathy for this whore?
I don't feel sympathy.
And why would you say, oh,
because
poor Tammy?
I didn't say poor. I said I feel sorry for somebody who obviously has a disease, and that disease has led them down a dark path. And people, you know, people who have addiction, it's not like something that they openly.
Yo, I'm a former addict, recovering addict, whatever you want to call it, man. But like, I've never dirtied up my life the way she has.
I agree with her. Listen. I'm not saying she's a good person. I'm just saying scenario. I don't like to.
I'm the best case scenario. I'm the dude that had a problem, went and got it fixed, and never relapsed.
Correct.
That's the small percentage of people.
Yeah.
And I get that people are going to relapse. But she's doing it in an effort to maintain her celebrity by doing
it. I agree with you.
Because why else would you try porn 3 different times?
She relapsed in porn, Dixon.
You know,
she relapsed with dick. No, here's the thing. It's not that I'm saying you can't. She doesn't deserve it. I'm just saying that when somebody is that far gone or seems to be that far gone, it's hard to dump on them.
Can I ask you guys a question? What the fuck are we talking about this?
I don't know.
Because this is our sunny.
No, you did that shit on purpose.
He brought it up.
And then when I tried to move forward, you were like, no, why are there?
I don't believe that. No, he attacked me for supporting her.
All right, anyway, news.
Yeah, let's jump into news.
Real quick, before, Reigns or Rusev wins? Let's do SummerSlam real quick. We didn't get it. Because I'm not here next week. I'm out.
Well, we're not going to do this next week.
Well, exactly. SummerSlam is next weekend.
Why don't you just post? First up, Finn Balor, Seth Rollins.
Finn Balor versus Seth. Who you got?
It's going to be Seth. I'd want it to be Finn, but it's going to be Seth.
It's Seth.
Lesnar
Orton.
Seth.
Orton.
Lesnar Orton.
I think they're going to have Orton win.
I think they're going
to set up WrestleMania.
I think they're going with Orton, too. I think they're going to punish Lesnar.
I think it's going to end up being a schmoz.
Yeah.
All right, I'm writing this shit down.
Write it down.
All right. So, Smooth has Orton.
Yep.
Jay Veals has Orton, and you have who? Schmoz.
Draw.
No conclusive winner or a disqualification ending. Some sort of dusty finish.
Definitely. Yeah, you could be right.
Here's a question.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
Do you know what dusty finish means?
Do I?
Yep.
Yes, I do.
What is it?
Dusty finish is when, let's think of the words properly. Dusty finish is when an ending has happened to usually the main event, a lot of times the championship match. It's when something is perceived as the final finish, but in reality it's not, and whether a referee comes out, and it just happened within the last couple
specific.
Of weeks.
Way too fucking specific.
It's any sort of non-conclusive ending that gets convoluted in the main event.
And it feels like it's conclusive, and then somebody comes out and changes
why
the
does
ending.
Why
doesn't
it have to be or? Why couldn't
no,
we,
but I'm saying.
Why couldn't, but like you went into it.
No, but if they announce a champion.
I gave you the most basic version, and then you had to like put,
had to put
qualifiers
the,
on
he had to put the Jay Veal spin on that shit, yo.
Gosh, man, I did not realize how annoying I am.
Spin on
it's
it!
For me like, to I gave understand. You a brand new Yaris, and then you got pissed and had to talk about... Like, yo, I understand that this is like the base model, but like, you know, what would be cool is if I could put a stereo in it.
You guys week in and week out, or month in and month out, give me crap about not knowing true wrestling, but you tried. So I'm just trying to understand it's usually around where somebody you think has won, but in reality they haven't, and then for whatever reason, there could be a kajillion reasons why the match continues, or there was a disqualification, or the foot was on. What I'm saying is that usually a winner is announced.
This is the thing.
Am I wrong?
You're not wrong. We just have to get used to him movie producing explanations for us.
I'm not trying to move.
Yeah, but you are, dog.
I'm trying to understand it.
You are, though, bro. Because, like, you're going this long-winded approach. It's almost like we're about to make a movie.
It's not like my wife is about to leave me about a long-winded reason.
We're storyboarding a goddamn explanation.
It's not about storyboarding. It's about understanding. And if I give a short answer, you guys give me crap. No, if I give a long answer, you guys give me crap.
If you would have gave a swerve ending.
Boom.
And I would have been like, you know what?
No, that's the Vince Russo ending, bro.
See? That's what I would have gotten.
No, but I wouldn't have said, if you would have said this is the blah, 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 blah.
I was proud to know an answer and give it to you. So I was proud of that. So I wanted to share it with you.
I'm going to take you upstairs after this, okay? And you can pick anything you want off the bottom rack of the vending machine.
Good job.
Yeah, that's all I was just trying to prove that I understood it. I wasn't trying to prove I know.
You storyboarded it for us.
Do you need a hug?
Rest in peace, Dusty. I mean, come on now. That hurt my feelings.
Right, next is Dean Ambrose, Dolph Ziggler.
Ambrose.
Well, I think it's going to be a triple threat after this SmackDown with Bray Wyatt, which sucks.
They're not going to work that in there yet.
Nope.
I think they are, man. Triple threat for SummerSlam, and they got Ambrose.
Dude, seriously, they're going to do a tag match. You don't.
They already did a tag match to SmackDown, but where does that lead to? Who's Bray's feud to be on SmackDown? I'm telling you, they're going to do a triple threat.
Nah.
All right. You heard it here, folks.
Good. Next.
Sasha Banks versus Charlotte.
Don't give a fuck.
Come on, dude.
No, I think they're going to keep it on Sasha.
I think it's important to keep it on Sasha.
Yep.
Yeah, I agree. You have to. Miz versus Apollo Crews.
Miz.
I think this is where they put the title on the up-and-comer.
Ooh.
Yeah, I think Apollo's the kid to do it with. I think without Shelton being there, that they're going to give him the Shelton treatment from when Shelton split with Charlie Haas back in the day, held the Intercontinental title for well over a year. I think Apollo Crews is that kid that can probably carry it.
There you go.
All right, who you got, Smooth?
I said Miz.
I don't know, man. I feel like I'm going to go with Miz just because he has better character, and I think with him having his valet that it actually works for the belt more. So I'm going to go with that. Probably a cheat. So JV and Smooth have that. Cena versus Styles.
Styles.
Styles has got to go over.
Got to.
Well, now that Cena is leaving for a bunch of different stuff, his show actually got picked up for season 2, which is a shocker.
It's so bad.
But here's the reason why. It was the lowest rated Fox show in the history of that station. Think about that. The history of that station. That station came out in the late 80s when nobody thought that it would ever work. Mm-hmm. If it wasn't for The Simpsons, that station would have crumbled. Mm-hmm. And
inside Herman's head.
Oh, God, that was one of my all-time favorite shows. Herman's Head, Married with Children, In Living Color, all Sunday night. But because he's doing all this other stuff, Fox loves him. Like, Teen Choice Awards, he killed it on the ESPYs. At least people thought in the industry he killed it.
I think the ESPYs did really well.
Today's show,
he's on it, like, what, 2-3 times a week at least? So, you've got to go with AJ because Cena's just going to go someplace.
I just think, like, it's time for Cena to take the walk.
Or become that part-time guy. Comes back for WrestleMania, comes back for one of the other big four, and that's it.
AJ's your biggest guy on that roster. If you have him lose to Cena, what does AJ go to after that?
Nobody. That's the problem.
Yeah, there's no one.
You've kind of screwed his career at WWE.
Right, on SmackDown, no less. All right, so that was all three of us for Styles. New Day, which is only Kofi and Xavier versus Gallus and Anderson. As of now, because you know the whole
club.
Yeah, I think they're going to finally take the straps off them.
Really, you think?
Mm-hmm.
What would be? Have they held the record?
Yeah, they've already got the record.
All right, then 3 for the club. Yep.
Do you know who they beat? Whose record they beat?
Yes, I do. It was I want to say Demolition, but Demolition. The painted faces, kiss people. Yep, see.
Did you say kiss makeup?
He sure did.
Well, you know, I'm going to
leave
that one
alone. I'm going to leave it alone. Leave it alone.
We're moving forward.
Don't get me going on Kiss. Kissed, no, don't get me going on Kiss.
You said the Kiss makeup kind of.
Black and white. I mean, how else do you...
Really? Because Smash's face was red and white with a little black.
Anyway. Smash was the third person, wasn't he?
See, that I'm was Crush.
Listen, I'm trying to be nice and not make fun of him anymore because I feel like we've already bashed on him.
No, pick on me. If I'm wrong with the history...
No, I don't pick on you anymore.
Listen, if I'm wrong about the history...
Who did Smash... Who ended up... Who...
I got the team right.
Who was? So it was Axe and Smash.
Correct.
Bill Eadie, Barry Darso. What other characters, if you can name one character that either of those other dudes portrayed,
man, not a chance.
I will not interrupt you once for the news
not
today.
Not a chance. Not a chance.
There's not a chance. If I hear the name, I'll know who it is, but I have no idea.
You wouldn't.
Well, no idea. Bill Eadie was the original Mass Superstar.
Nope, don't know that person.
Wow. That just
keep going. Just dude, I'm sorry that I didn't watch all the wrestling. Keep going. Who else?
Do not even have a reference point though?
I've never heard of that person. Literally have never heard.
Right, Barry Darso also portrayed Repo Man.
I've definitely know Repo Man.
Golf Pro Barry Darso.
Nope, don't know Golf Pro. But Repo Man I definitely know. Okay, keep going.
Yeah, that's all I care
that's
about.
That's it. Repo Man. I definitely know Repo Man. Actually, I kind of knew Repo. I knew about that.
Repo Man was a great
one. So now I get to interrupt all I want for the news.
Yeah, because that would have stopped you before.
I'm a man of my word, bitch.
Amore. Bitch. Amore and Big Cass.
Oh, it's going to be Cass.
First Jericho and KO.
Yeah, it's going to be Amore and Cass.
That was did you like that opening on Raw?
I thought it was, I mean, it was kind of funny because like, yeah, Chris. Yeah, I got your back.
Yeah, KO, he's so good.
I hate that he's stuck in a meaningless tag team match and he's going to lose that may end up on the pre-show.
Yeah, he needs to be on SmackDown.
I don't think they're going to put Cass and Moray on the pre-show, bro.
True.
Yeah, I think that'll be
but it'll still probably open the pay-per-view.
Yeah, it'll get him hyped.
But you know what, though? Opening that... Man,
so we all have Moray Cass?
Yeah.
You think that they'll continue that feud? Like,
No. A one and done. I think
I'm
going
to go three. Jericho
has tour dates in September.
Well, I think they needed to put those two on the pay-per-view, and they need something for them.
Here's the deal. We have been saying Jericho has tour dates for the last 6 months, and the homeboy keeps wrestling week in and week out.
European.
I think because nobody's booking his band.
Yeah.
All right, Rusev versus Roman.
This one I genuinely don't care about.
Generally have an idea who would win?
Oh, yeah, Rusev's keeping that title.
Did they have a feud done at NXT?
No.
Rusev
wasn't there. Yeah, he wasn't there.
Rusev didn't come from NXT, though.
Yeah, he spent a little time down there.
Yeah, he was on there
first. He came from out west, from the Samoans. Yeah,
training, but he was down there for at least six.
No, he came from Knox Pro for a lot. He was only there for like 6 months.
Yeah, he would say 6 to 9 months
Alexander Rusev.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Rusev. I think they're going to punish Roman one more time.
Yeah.
Nah, cares.
All right, keep going with your news.
Is that it? All right, that's it. All right, so there's our predictions. All right, so, which is very ironic, the very first thing in the news piece. After being inspired by the Kiss Cruise, Chris Jericho is considering a cruise that will mix pro wrestling and rock and roll. He tweeted to gauge the fans' interest. Would you
obviously
ever want to be on
Jericho's
that?
Chris Jericho's never seen the movie Body Slam. Let's leave it at that. Next topic, please.
All righty, then. Dixon's going to buy two tickets to that. Fox Sports 1 has released a trailer for the upcoming four-part documentary series focusing on CM Punk and training for the UFC. The first chapter will be Evolution of Punk that premieres this coming Monday on August 15th at 9:30. The hype video features footage of Punk training wife AJ Lee and more, blah, 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 blah. He's fighting Mickey Gall. You have any interest in that?
You're a UFC guy, and you liked Punk.
I won't watch it live. I wish they would just do that, like a Vimeo, pay $7.99, and watch it on Vimeo instead of putting it a four-part series on TV. Because TV's not, dude. Something like that needs to be like somewhere you can get the swear words. You can get that's more real. You know what I'm saying? Like
100%. But the difference is that if you put it on Vimeo compared to you putting it on literally probably the second biggest...
You're not going to get the same amount of people.
You're not going to get the same amount of people, but then also the perception of the product will not be at the level it is.
I get that.
Four-part, it's like a big thing. They're hoping that us wrestling fans will tune in. I really could care less.
No,
I was never
I'll watch it.
CM Punk fan.
Really?
Yeah, I was never a CM Punk fan.
CMP.
CMP for short,
You know what the CM stands for?
Christian.
Shut the fuck up. You don't know what the CM stands
Christian
for.
Music. I never was a fan of his. I didn't care,
How
man.
How can you not know this?
What does CM stand for?
Cookie Monster.
No.
Oh, my God.
What does it really stand for?
Cookie Monster.
It really does, dude. Like, that's the most.
Seriously?
Yeah. Oh, like, he's
no, dicked I gotta around. Like him. I love Cookie Monster.
He's dicked around over the years, and it originally started as that was the joke, but that's the
it
most
really
real
is.
Answer.
Now, you had him in your promotion, correct?
No.
Nope. You had him in a promotion, though, because back nope. in the day.
No, he came to Hellfest.
Oh, that's what he came. He came to the music fest. It wasn't anything with promotion.
Yeah, nothing wrestling related. But
why not? Because he just
he was tied up in Ring of Honor when 2CW started, and
at that time ROH wasn't letting people go out to indies like they are now.
Well, no, it doesn't matter that like he was in Ring of Honor when we started, and by the time we got up and running, he was already in the E.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there was no access to him.
I didn't know.
That's a dude that would have gotten booked had he stayed indie. Obviously, yep. I mean. The other dude that I wish we had an idea of what he was going to turn into is the now Corey Graves, who at that point mm-hmm. was wrestling as Maynard James yeah. Sterling.
Yeah, he, by the way, he's doing
or Sterling James Keenan. Sorry,
he's doing an excellent job on.
Well, I think after week one, when he was kind of doing the JBL shit, where now he's kind of you could see he's okay.
He's literally one thing he does that I do not enjoy.
What's that? Yeah, yeah. When he talks,
thing.
Yeah,
the hand thing, the way he and just, like
I think that's a confidence thing though. Like he's positioning his body in a way where he's going to be able to deliver. But he is just like he was on NXT, very confident usually for the heels. But he's not overt where it's like what JBL was just ridiculous.
No, I'll be honest with you, JBL and what Otunga. Are terrible.
They really are.
Dude, they have brought
Tonga kept saying major keys, and I'm like, dude, 3/4 of the WWE audience does not get the DJ Khalid fucking reference.
Yeah.
Well, now
he did it five times last night.
Yeah.
Well, you know he's boys.
Yeah, I know.
And he's trying to drop him. But not only that, but they've made Marl not horrible, but just they've taken him down. Yeah. Which is really sad, considering that I think he could be the next voice. I was going to ask Dixon a question, but he's got to go pee-pee. So,
hold on to it. I'll be back.
Yeah, I got it. Congratulations. This is a perfect time for you to leave. Cena and Nikki Bella celebrating their 4-year anniversary. Do you want to say anything special to them, Smoothie?
Nope. I'm surprised they're still
together. Do you think Nikki Bella is hot?
No. After watching Total Divas.
You don't think she's hot?
I just do the ad. You know what? The whole.
If I was single, if my wife ever leaves me because she gets smart.
Oh, my God.
Here's the deal.
Why do you have to preface this?
You and I can go out and get, I'll be your wingman and vice versa because you like that freaking TNA white trash, tatted up.
I'll get your pussy.
And I like the Nikki Bellas. So we'll leave it at that. Will Ospreay has had a pretty busy week. He has been locked in to wrestle Vader. For the Rev Pro in Uprising 2016 in December.
Old fuck is still wrestling.
Can you believe that? Like they took a Twitter fight and literally made a match out of it that will make tons of money.
That's ridiculous.
And he also is with ROH now, and he'll be debuting at the Reach for Sky, so it's pretty cool.
Ospreay?
No, Ospreay.
Oh, okay. All
right. So yeah, he's doing that. Raw. This kind of goes into what we were saying earlier. Raw dropped below 3 million viewers. That's not good. 400,000 viewers dropped from last week to this week.
I think that the hype was built and then it wasn't sustained. I mean, you had the hype there and then
usually they hover around a 3.2, 3.3. I think the reason why is because you've taken a lot of star power out. You take away the AJ, you take away the Cenas, you take away the Ambrose. And I'm not saying that there's 400,000 people are specifically watching for them. But as a product as a whole, like you said, you're an idiot if you watch it 3 hours live.
Oh, yeah.
You devour it, you Hulu it, and then you fast forward through that S.
I can't imagine really there's anybody watching it live.
Yeah. If I ever watch it live, segment, or I wait till it's an hour and a half in so I can fast forward.
Even the most hardcore wrestling fan isn't watching that show live.
You can't.
No,
you
not. Would. And I think they know that. Do you know what I mean? They got to know that. If they don't know that, then they're cheese.
I'm hoping they do. Yeah. I'm going to save this one because I want to get Dixon's input on that. So Joey Styles gone from WWE. No one really knows why. The rumors are from an interview he did about a month or two ago discussing Reigns, saying that, of course, Reigns is on top. And the reason why Reigns is on top is because all the moms and kids love him, and they're the ones that pay for the merchandise. So why wouldn't you put him on top? Is what you two have been saying. It's kind of he said some other controversial things, so I'm wondering if it's that or if it's some other stuff. But he is no longer with the company. Joey Styles
is, you know, he's always been outspoken.
Pull no punches, man.
He's always been outspoken though.
Is probably their number one corporate guy that is on social media, that is just pushing the material and the company out there. I'm not shocked, but I am surprised that he was gone. So I skipped over this waiting for you. Because I want it. You guys are movie guys, even though Dixon has never, ever seen one movie in this franchise. The Rock.
Jason Bourne?
No. Okay. Fast and the Furious. You seen that? You haven't seen one of those, right? So The Rock, who is not one for controversy, went to Instagram, and he said this. This is my final week of shooting Fast and the Furious 8. There's no other franchise that gets my blood boiling more than this. An incredible, hardworking crew. Universal Studios has been a great partner as well. My female co-stars are always amazing, and I love them. My male co-stars, however, are a different story. Some conduct themselves as stand-up men and true professionals, while others don't. The ones that don't are too chicken shit to do anything about it, candy asses. When you watch this movie next April, you'll legit see my blood boiling in those scenes. Who do you think he's talking about?
Vin Diesel, bitch.
He has had... I don't know what I should say. Should I do the Dixon where I don't talk about all the pro wrestling thing? There have been serious rumors about him and Vin never really getting along. Since he started it. Because
Vin's a pussy.
That was his.
I've never liked 100%. Anything that dude's ever been in.
The other thing is Scott Eastwood. Good. A lot of people don't realize white boy Clint Eastwood's son has kind of taken over Paul Walker's spot. And when Clint came out within the last week or two saying that this generation is a bunch of pussies.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is no such thing as racism, and there was no racism when he grew up, which was like in the 30s. Think about that. And then Scott agreed with his dad and called him a bunch of candy asses. So when Dwayne comes out and says in an Instagram post, hey, they can't say it to anyone's face, but, you know, they're a bunch of candy asses, there's a little heat. I guess it's not at Tyrese.
Yo, let's go jack up Clint Eastwood.
Right?
Oh, motherfucker.
Yeah, he's like Hulk Hogan Sr. It's not Tyrese, supposedly, and it's not...
Ludacris and Tyrese.
Ludacris. Those are his boys. It's
Luda's the man.
But a lot of the cast are male cast.
It's 100% Vin.
I think it's Vin, and I think it's Scott. I think it would be more Scott.
Really? You think so?
Yeah. Because I think when you come out and say that...
But Vin has had issues with... On every single movie.
Correct.
Vin and Paul Walker had issues.
But the thing with Vin is that this hasn't come out. For Dwayne, and
no,
every movie he's ever done, for him to say
it.
This, and then the cast is pissed off, he had to be pushed to a point where he has never been pushed before.
Yep.
Vin has been with him multiple times. It's only another page. It had to be somebody new. I'm not saying it's not. All of a sudden, because he didn't say it was one person. He said some are cool, some are not. But I thought that was kind of interesting. I wanted to get your take, especially because you're a fast
Stratham in
fan.
This one, too?
Statham is in this one, yeah.
Could be him.
Yeah, it could be him. Yep.
That's the dude that did Crank, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't mind him. I liked that first Crank movie.
First Crank was awesome. Second Crank, not so much. TNA Bound for Glory taking place on October 2nd. You guys going to watch that?
Nope.
Which segues right into my Matt Hardy. Greatest wrestling gimmick going on right now. If you haven't heard his interviews with Jericho or Sam Roberts podcast.
That's your opinion, though.
I said.
No, you didn't say it's my
opinion.
You
didn't say in my opinion.
In my opinion.
There
you go.
That's
correct.
Now you're
correct.
There you go.
In my opinion, is the greatest wrestling gimmick going on right now. And I would like to ask you, too, who is better? Wrestling gimmick, character, personality, right
Enzo
now,
Amore
who's better?
Enzo Amore is better than friggin' Matt Hardy.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll go with Enzo and Big Cass.
I'm going to tell you right now.
No, one. You only get one, and you're saying Enzo.
Because
Enzo in the ring
is
sucks.
They're an act together.
Okay, but that's what I'm saying. Like, Matt and Jeff were an act together,
but
now Matt's by himself.
But the only reason that you like Matt Hardy right now is because of the freaking mouthpiece that he
bullshit.
Is. Not because of the wrestling he's doing.
I've never hated it. But Enzo doesn't do any wrestling.
No,
he gets his ass kicked for
it. It's all mouthpiece. I like Enzo because it's all mouth. That's what I just said.
You do understand.
But Matt does better wrestling. You can't compare
but we
Enzo
didn't just,
and Matt.
No. We
you
just
can.
Didn't know.
You can.
You really, Here's, you can.
The reason that you're saying that his act right now is the best in wrestling is because of the things he's doing on the microphone and the videos.
No.
Because his wrestling has never changed.
What I'm saying
is, Matt Hardy's wrestling hasn't changed.
I'm invested for the first time ever in a Matt Hardy could always wrestle. He could always put on decent. He could put on decent matches better than Enzo. If you're comparing, I would put Kevin Owens over Enzo any day of the week. But anyway,
on the mic or in the ring.
Both.
No way.
You're crazy.
No effing way, Enzo, dog.
I think
you're crazy.
In ring work, Owens is better.
Take it. Yep.
Microphone. I'm gonna put them on an even keel because they do two completely different things, and it's hard to compare apples and oranges.
I'll take it.
Okay.
Because Enzo's very forward,
right,
and very in your
pop
face
culture.
Where,
he's using things.
Where
that
Owens
are, yeah.
does those same things, but in a much more sarcastic and subversive way.
Or he'll do what New Day does off the microphone, and that adds to his character when he's yelling at stuff like he did on Raw. I'm not saying Matt has always had decent entertaining matches. You should see Smoothie's face right now. What I'm saying is his character is completely different than anything that's on the wrestling landscape right
now. Because there's a reason he's always been the other Hardy.
But, bro.
That's part of the storyline. He says that.
Am I wrong, though? It's because not because of his in-ring work. It's because of his microphone work.
But
his
in-ring
promos.
Work is what led it to it. If it was just a guy who changed character, nobody would care. People cared about Matt Hardy because he was part of the Hardys and because of his in-ring work.
But you just said but this is what I'm saying. Like, this is
arguing about arguing.
It is.
I'm not arguing. I'm saying.
Read the original quote that you said in your news report.
I said that he is in character the entire time. I'm freaking out. He's committed to his character, and it is the best wrestling gimmick going right now.
Best wrestling gimmick because of his mouthpiece, not because of his in-ring.
But the gimmick to me includes what is happening here. If Kevin Owens could only talk, but he sucked in the ring and he wrestled like Big Show, I wouldn't think KO was so awesome.
But, bro, because the wrestling has not changed.
I said I wouldn't argue.
No,
Nope, you're right.
Okay.
Enzo wins.
Right. No, I'm not saying. Oh, my God.
I enjoy Matt Hardy. No. I'm trying to
not
argue.
Stop for a second.
Okay.
Here's the thing. A dude like Enzo is on... And in my opinion, a better worker right now than Matt Hardy.
And I like Enzo.
But here's the thing. There's a reason why. It's because that dude can bump around like a motherfucker.
Yes.
Like, he takes these things very, very well. And now, while his offense may be a little bit
He's got the Ric Flair offense.
He has no offense.
I'm going to say plucky. No, because you obviously didn't watch his match on Monday night.
Dude
threw one bad Hunan Kanrana, came back with a second one, followed it up, did it properly.
I don't mean being bad. I just mean, like, they don't give him a lot of offense in the matches. It's
not intended to be. Dude, it's a big small man tag team.
Exactly.
His expertise is being able to bump and bump and bump and create the illusion of the hot tag and then getting... You know, opposition to the hot tag. You know, it's one of those things where he has a very specific skill set and he's fantastic at it. Matt Hardy is legitimately broken down. You're talking about a dude that has walked around since 1994 like he's got a broomstick up his ass.
But if Matt Hardy was on Raw with that character,
no, it wouldn't connect.
Nope. Okay,
it wouldn't connect.
All right. The great Jesse the Body Ventura had a message to the other great one. The Rock, don't waste your talent in the political arena. There's been rumors about Dwayne eventually getting into
politics,
the president and all that. So there's one who was
Didn't he cheat on
governor.
His wife?
Yes, he did.
Dwayne?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
I mean, you guys know him, so I'm not going to say anything. I mean...
What? Yo, what, for real, Mr.
I really,
Hollywood?
Truly do not know if he cheated on his wife.
Are
I mean, that's
you
like
shitting
saying,
me right now?
I'm pretty sure it was pretty public.
Yeah, it was very public.
Okay, that's I really truly do not know that. I'm not saying he didn't.
I thought you were boys with him, though.
Yeah, I thought that was your homie.
It is my homie.
I thought you was G-Funks and shit.
It is my homie, but it's very rare. Do I know if you two cheated on your wives and we're homies?
No.
Exactly. So that's my point. I don't know what you guys do in the bedroom or
legs
after
and
hours.
Feet, bro.
Tell me I'm
legs
faster,
and feet.
Yeah, faster. He didn't have no hose up in the up in the.
He wasn't married. He was divorced before, well right, before
so
that.
Had no hose up in there?
Yeah. And on to the next topic. Yeah, Tommy Dreamer. Was
I like how he wants us to open up about shit, but he won't give us nothing. You like that?
Really, Mr. Next? Wrestling, who can't give me all the back?
Well, you ain't getting all the
There's
back.
There's a
well,
huge difference some. Between exposing the business.
Or exposing a friend. Come on now, Dixon.
Bro.
Like, I blasted
you. You say you're friends, but let's be real.
Hey, I didn't say BFFs. Yeah. I could be his top 1,000. I don't care.
Top
1,000. Friend.
You ain't even in that fucking category.
Tommy
Did you
Dreamer.
Know that I touched Dwayne once?
It was at least 15 times.
Tommy Dreamer.
Tommy Dreamer was offered a contract and a spot in the WWE draft, but declined because he couldn't neglect his commitments to the House of Hardcore promotion.
I think it's a smart move on his part.
Yeah, he sucks. I like Tommy, but
he's too old. He can't really do it.
He's too old, and his weird Frankenstein head creeps me out. Sorry, Tommy.
Did he ever wrestle for you guys?
Yeah.
All right.
He was at X-Fest.
X-Fest?
You guys act like I was at X-Fest. I've never been.
When did you start working here?
I've never been to X-Fest.
When did you start working here?
I've been associated with the Cumulus a year ago.
Huh.
I've never
it was last
even
June, bro. Where were you last June?
No, it wasn't last June. Oh, yeah, it was last
yes,
June.
It was.
Yeah, it
oh,
was
it really?
It was him and X-Pac.
I was
and next. Go ahead.
Working for a movie studio.
Go ahead.
Shelton Benjamin is not coming back to SmackDown,
that.
Shoulder injury. You have anything to say about that, Dixon?
It sucks.
Yeah, it does suck.
Do?
I think he would have got a good push. Sasha Banks.
How you doing?
Married. How you doing? That was
not
good. That was good. That was good. Married over the weekend with the WWE seamster and costume designer, Sarath Tan, also known as Makaze, who was a wrestler on the independent scene. Kid Makaze? You know that name?
I sure do.
Did I pronounce it right?
You certainly did.
Woo! Drop the...
Kid Makaze, as in Kamikaze.
Yeah,
there you go.
And he also had a match against Ryback as Rutherford Hayes.
One of the most unheralded early 2000s Northeast independent wrestlers of all time, Kid Mikazi.
Wow.
How you doing?
Shut up. You say that after everyone. How you doing? Okay, this is a big how you doing. Big Show confirmed his match against Shaq at next year's WrestleMania.
Oh, God.
How you doing? That
one
is when we'll all go up and get
in the middle of the ring.
By the way, Big Show tweeted out a picture of him. Dude, he is so freaking skinny now, man. He's lost, like, insane weight. He's, like, half of what he used to be. He actually looks pretty good. Like, really good.
He's done it before, and then he gets
really
all fat
good.
And
yeah,
sloppy
well, he had that
again.
Surgery that stops the giantism, and then
well, that was early on, but yeah, I think he had some, he was having some health
Don't
issues, and he had to
I've
lose.
Got respect for him, but like the three or four times that I've encountered him, he's a giant, wet flapping douchebag.
Sure is.
Really,
not cool to fans.
What? Because he's like the fan ambassador and for the E out there. Really?
Nope. The one time he came here and I sat front row and he sat down, people were trying to talk to him and he was just ignoring the
Was
hell
he out. A heel during that
no,
time?
No, he was face.
Oh, that sucks.
And then, like, he, like, if you're walking from your personal bus to the arena and you don't have the bus park inside the arena or inside the security gates, you don't have a right to be mean to little kids on your walk from your bus to the venue.
Absolutely. They're little kids, man. That's when you look up. You shouldn't be a...
It's one thing.
Hey, you shouldn't be a dick to anybody.
Somehow, homeboys in the strip club being nice to all the girls.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, there's... One that can land him in jail, and the other one can land him some ass. Supposedly, there are some post-SummerSlam matches. The big one, Ambrose versus AJ Styles. Would you guys like to see that? You've got to go that direction right out of SummerSlam.
I'd rather it be Dolph and AJ. I think
well, supposedly, it's going to be Dolph
match.
Versus Miz for the for the IC Championship. Oh, that would suck if that's
Battle
the
of Ohio. Kent State.
That's perfect right there during the election. And the second part of his Forbes interview, I only got a couple more things, boys. Bret Hart criticized WWE creative and saying Seth Rollins was unsafe style of work. He credited Cody Rhodes as being in the same category as the excellence of execution.
I think
you
at the
agree
root
with
of,
that?
I think at the root of it, Cody is a fantastic worker that has negative amounts of charisma. I mean, that's...
But you also thought that about Brett, though, right? For many years?
No, never in a million years.
No, you always thought he had it?
Because, it was great... a different era, man. Yeah. Back in the 90s.
I'm saying Cody was back then, do you think Cody would
be fantastic? He would have been a huge success.
Yeah. Eric Bischoff is in a major lawsuit with TNA. I did not know that. Do you know why? Is it just over like creative or money-wise contract? And let's end on a big one. News-wise, smoothie, this will wake you up. Conor McGregor talking smack. First, he talked smack about Brock. Then he called all of the other wrestlers a bunch of pussies, except for Triple H, McMahon, and The Rock, who are all Dons. And everybody was replying. But the best one was Ric Flair, who said... Coming from a guy who built a career coming from my persona, I expected the type of class we get from Ronda or Anderson. You think it's all work? Think it's all hype?
It's 100% of work.
You think Conor eventually will...
No, what Conor's doing is getting...
I know why Conor did it. I'm saying, do you think it's legit beef from the wrestling community towards Conor, or do you think they're all in collusion?
No, I think the wrestlers are a bunch of idiots.
I think it's all an angle. I think it's a way to get him involved in WrestleMania and build some legitimate, and I'm using air quotes, with legitimate heat.
Somebody didn't call Ric Flair and tell him that, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. If he loses versus Diaz, his ass will definitely be at WrestleMania.
No, because he's still the featherweight champ. And you know what? All he's doing, the reason he's fighting Diaz again is, number one, you got to remember when he took that fight against Diaz, he was down to 155. And then he gained weight to go. Mm-hmm. And listen, Diaz dropped some bombs on his ass in the second round.
But Diaz also had, like, what, 5 days to train for it?
It doesn't matter. He still wants it. Dude, it's Diaz.
So do you think?
Dude, size is everything.
Dude, Diaz fights.
So who wins?
Now?
And the next one where they have a full camp, it's in, what, September?
Yeah.
Who wins?
No, it's this month, isn't it? It's this month.
I think it's August, yeah.
I don't think it's. Anyway, I thought it was September. But anyway, is it? Who do you think wins? Who you got? Right now. I know you can change it later on. I would say Diaz, because if he gets bigger, I agree with you guys.
It's one of those things, it's hard to say right now because you don't know what you're going to get out of either one of them, really.
I think it boils down to the fact that, like, Diaz has too good a chin.
And his jits is ridiculous.
Yeah.
He can just Conor.
Conor's got to get lucky.
Yeah,
well, like he got lucky against Dos Anjos. You
know what and I mean? What's his face? The fight before with the one punch.
Jose Aldo?
Aldo.
I meant Aldo.
Aldo, yeah. I mean, he got that one in. Who knows what would happen in that fight if it went the distance.
If he would have fought Dos Anjos, he would have probably beat Dos Anjos because, what's his name, whooped his ass.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Dude's a little overrated. I mean.
Who's that, Conor?
No.
Or Dos Anjos. Oh, he was totally over it.
Diaz is one of those guys, like you said, at best. He could take a beating, and, if he gets that couple punches wins.
You know what? It's all about if Conor can land the shot, man.
I don't think you can knock out Diaz. I feel like his... I know you can knock out technically anyone, feel like Diaz is the type of fighter that could just take it.
He took a pounding in that fight.
Yeah, he did.
We'll see.
All right, so a little shout out to our guy, little Robbie, who listens to the podcast, and you can follow us on.
Is he an adult or a child?
He's a little one. He
shouldn't
a child.
Be listening, that's little Robbie. Stop listening to us,
little Robbie. Nothing but love from your friend Jason.
From Dixon, go to bed. Stop listening to us. Stay off drugs and do good in school.
That is true.
Respect your mother.
And love all people of all colors. You can follow us at BS Wrestling, a.k.a. you can follow me at BS Wrestling.
Yeah, exactly.
Hit us up on Facebook. And one day Dixon will create an Instagram.
Nah.
All right, so check it out. I got an announcement for you.
Oh, crap.
This will be my final podcast.
Yeah, right.
I'm serious.
Seriously?
Done.
What?
Yep.
Because everything I said earlier?
No. There's a lot of things that are.
This is real.
This is 100% real.
This is 100%. I had no idea.
This is 100% real.
What?
Yeah, man. So
everything good?
Everything's good.
Why?
It's just I'm not really having fun.
You can give me shit, man.
No, it has nothing to do. You have to understand. So. Just so everybody knows.
Well, I'm trying to understand. Like, what's...
I'm not...
You don't have to go super deep.
No, I'm not going super deep. I'm not enjoying doing the podcast anymore. And so it's just going to call it
quits.
Is
it because of me or people saying, hey, where are you?
I don't give a shit about other people. I don't really...
You're just not having fun doing it?
I'm just not having fun doing it. That's all.
Our 9 listeners are going to be sad, bro.
They are, man. Like, you are the glue.
There it is. Well, the glue is coming off the wall.
I'm the jackass who knows nothing. Dixon is like your encyclopedia, and you're like literally the glue that holds the show together, man.
Oh, that's the way it is, man.
I am 100% shocked right now. I feel like I'm being worked right now.
You're so not being
I feel
worked.
Like this isn't work.
It's not a work, homie.
Did you know about it?
I had an inkling.
Yeah, that means you knew about it. You mother effers. What?
So
how long?
Note,
wait! How long did you know about this?
It's been coming.
22 episodes.
Yeah, it was the very first start that I ever saw JVS.
Nah, it's been coming. So there it is. I'm done.
Oh man, this sucks, dude. I'm seriously like upset and disappointed. I gotta go whale my pecs right now at the gym.
Well, wait.
I love you, dude.
You know you're not going to the gym. You're going to eat pudding.
That's after the gym. I thought you were going somewhere else with that foot. Love your smoothie, man.
Peace out. Bye, buddy. See you working on. Done.